Dodgers and Royals from Los Angeles on Saturday. Bottom of the second inning, Ian Kennedy's been in the groove lately pitching for the Royals, but there's a man on as he faces Jock Peterson in a scoreless game.
Peterson lifts one to deep right field. Bonifacio back in a two-run shot for Jock Peterson. His ninth of the season, and the Dodgers strike first.
Dodgers seventh inning, one out. Chopper pass Turner into left field for a base hit. Escobar's on his way home. Throw to the plate is not going to be in time. Has tied the game at three. Perez is one for three.
High drive to left center field. Salvador Perez. Jock Peterson can't get it. And a solo shot puts Kansas City in front.
Bellinger's doubled, walked, and struck out today.
Bellinger drew it to left. Merrifield's back. And Cody Bellinger has tied the game in the eighth inning.
The bases are loaded for the Dodgers. There's nobody out at the bottom of the 10th. We're tied at four, and Cody Bellinger will be coming up. Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side.
The Dodgers walked four times in the bottom of the 10th, and that's how they defeat the Royals 5-4 in 10 innings Saturday. The Dodgers are 25-4 in their last 29. Cody Bellinger, 2-for-3, 2 runs, 2 RBI, and 2 walks. The Dodgers win a back-and-forth game from the Royals 5-4 in 10 innings on Saturday. After the game, here's the reaction from Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
I think it's one of those things where, you know, you have a very good team and things are going well. And also, when you're the opposition, there's a certain fear that things are going to get away from them. And I think that we've seen that with the other side and how they've responded. And also on our side, how opportunistic we are, and so we take advantage of opportunities, and obviously being at home is great, but it just seems like, you know, every day there's somebody else that plays hero, and even that stolen base by Chase right there changed the complexion of that inning. So you know, starting with McCarthy today gave us 6 innings and really pitched well. You know, there was a spell there in the fifth where it got a little dicey as far as the execution, but for me, I know we need him. We know we need him, and to give him an opportunity to go back out there and throw a clean inning, which he did, was great for all of us.
Seems like Cody is getting through this stretch by being very patient and also going to left field until everything gets back to where it was. I mean, how pleased are you with
it? It's great. It's great, and I think that to expect any player to be, you know, unconscious like Cody was for quite a bit is unfair. But I think, you know, after you see what he's been doing and to get back to the basics and swinging at strikes and taking balls and taking the walk and using the whole field, that's just a sign of a mature baseball player. And obviously in the eighth, that was a huge homer for us.
Dave, do you think that pressure is a factor here? And what I mean by that is, the other teams, when they're late in games, do they, as well as you guys are playing, do they feel the pressure?
I think so. You know, and I think that, you know, any team playing well, you know, there's that uh-oh moment for teams that are opposing them. And, you know, for us, I mean, the Royals are a very good ball club. They're playing well coming into this series. And, you know, there's a little bit of that, but there's also a little bit of more so for our guys, the confidence that, you know, as long as there's still outs left to be had, you know, we're going to find a way to play till the end.
You could have conceivably just sitting down with McCarthy after the fifth. Why do you think it was important to send him back out there to just try to finish with a good taste in his mouth that you're kind of the thing going back a little bit?
I think for me, it's, you know, you see a couple missed throws. The easy thing is to remove him from the game. But I think for me, something inside of me told me, and I know that I know we need him, and there's a point where you have to instill confidence. You can't just talk about confidence in a player. You got to act on it as a manager. And for me, to act on it is to send him back out there. And I did see some good throws, and I wanted to know that you know, we're behind him, and we need him, and we need him to be good. And so I think that you know, for him to walk away from this outing and can really take a good taste from it.
Dave, when Yasmani kind of threw the slam and his bat down on the ground, was that where that injury occurred?
No, it was a ball to when Ian Kennedy was hitting. there was a two-seamer that ran in, and it kind of got his thumb, and it blew up. So as the game progressed, it got a little bit worse, and I appreciate Yazzie telling me about it. Maybe a little earlier, because I could have double-switched somebody different, but we got some x-rays. X-rays were negative, so he will be available tomorrow, but Austin's going to catch.
You and Fleeger are okay?
Yeah, yeah. That's just baseball. You know what I think? That where we're at, I wanted to make sure Logan stayed in the game. And so, yeah, and right there, that was a double switch situation where you lose a couple players, and one being the double switch and one being another player. So it was the right move. And, yeah, he'll be ready to go tomorrow.
That catch that Peterson made late in the game kind of reached out me. How difficult was that going right at him?
It was that, as a center fielder, that's the toughest play. But Jock got a good beat on it, and it started doing some things. But for him to stay with it, that was a big play. And he made a couple of nice plays out in center field. And, you know, there was that big double play. We got in the six hole, so off Salvi's bat. So we did some good things, really did.
Did you happen to see the calling it the rally branding now because you guys came back on the show?
I heard about it. I think I missed the show. I was looking at my lineup card.
Who did you hear about?
I heard about it from some of my players, and I guess they said I had a missed opportunity.
It's a pair of talented lefties on Sunday. Clayton Kershaw goes for the Dodgers, opposed by Danny Duffy of the Royals.